thanks for calling customer service. This is Lisa speaking. How may I help you?
What is your name again?
Lisa, L-I-S-A.
Okay, Lisa. Hi, how are you? This is Noemi Kajat. I spoke half hour ago with another customer service. I have a big problem with this bill that I, you know, with these charges from your company. Please, can I help me with this situation?
Okay. Can I get your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
What can I have your zip code?
My zip code is 11426, Lisa.
Okay. And you said your first and last name was?
My name is Noemi. Last name Kajat.
Okay, and can I get their shipping address?
The shipping address is 251-31 71st Road, Bell Rose, New York, 11426.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and you said you was calling because...
I'm sorry?
What was the reason you was calling?
Okay, the problem is this one. Okay, I get it. I don't understand this whole entire situation, but I'm checking my statement, okay? And everything began today when I get it, a notification from my credit card about some charges that was made in my account. And I don't recognize one charge for $59.95. So I called before, and there are a misunderstanding between the advertise and the, you know, that I get it, and I just decide to order one tin, the pure pot, because this advertise coming from the UPS, you know, is the United States Post Office. So on the day that I never know that I have to call in 14 days if I'm not satisfied with the products and et cetera, et cetera. But on the day that I ordered, I just want to order one item, and automatically your company adds the other item, and finally another third item, which is a guarantee for a year, for a life, what they call life guarantee. So on that day, your company charged me $5.95 for one item, $9.59 for the other item, and $14.95 for the other item, the insurance. But today, they charged me $59.95 for what? Okay, I spoke with the other person. The other person that told me that I say, I don't want the products. If the prices is going to be so high, really, I don't need it. It was an offer for $5.95, and even though I don't want it two items, I'm just wanting one item, but when you follow the instruction, everything was added, and I finished with a bill of $26 and something cents. And I say, okay, you know what? $26.85, that's okay. But on top of this one, I have another charge of $59.95. And when I spoke with the other customer service, she told me that I'm giving to you a break, you know, a credit of $20.98. But you know what? If you add everything, at the end, I'm paying for two things that I don't really need it. I'm paying $65.80. That's not the deal. The deal was for $26.85. So, you know, I need my full refund of $59.55 because I don't have why this charge is coming in my account. So do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was talking and you couldn't even hear me. I apologize. But I do see on your account that everything you just explained to me And I do see that you talked to someone today and they gave you a 35% refund because you agreed to that.
Do what?
I see talked to someone today. You agreed to a 35% refund. And they refunded you today.
The refund was $20.98 because I was thinking that the whole charge for these two products is $59. $59.95. But I opened my account, you know, and I see on May 4th is already you guys charging me $26.85 to my car, okay? For even though for products that I don't want it, I just wanted one thing, the Pure Watch. That's it. But automatically, your company add the Pure Pass and automatically add the long life guarantee, okay? And I say at the end, my bill coming for $26.85. I say, okay, you know what? It's not a big deal. But now, on top of that, your company charging me another $59.95 for what? You know, and the other person, she explained in the way that I misinterpreted that, you know what, at the end, the two products plus the long life guarantee is going to cost me $38.95. No, the whole thing is costing me $65.80. I wanted my refund, my total refund of my $59.95 because honestly to God, if you want guys, I can return these products. You give me the address and I return to you guys. I don't need it.
Okay, so I understand that, but they explain everything to you with the whole process with the 35%. And they explain to you about the terms and conditions.
And you guys shipping me, okay? Let's go with the dates, okay? I ordered on May 6th. You guys send the order on May 4th. You send the order on May 5th. And I don't receive these products until May 9, May 10, and they giving to me 14 days to try. So today, if we're going from the day that you send it, the order was shipped, May 5th plus 14 days is May 19, and today is May 19. Okay, mm-hmm. So I think I have the right to get it a total refund of my $59.95 because I don't want the product. Now you want me to charge the original $26.85. It's already, you got the money the same day that I ordered. So, okay, I'm not going to fight for that. But I'm refuse to pay, you know, that $59.95. Because if we made the math, I have in the last day, since the day that you order was sent there, and I don't even receive it. You give me 14 days to try. I have to try it for 14 days from the time that I get the product, not from the time that I order the product.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but it's nothing further I could do. They gave you a refund.
You have me. She gave me $35 refund. I'm claiming my total refund. My total refund all the $59.95, so you can get it. You can keep the $26.85 money that already was charged on May 4th. Okay, I'm not going to fight for that, but I'm going to still fighting for the $59.95, which Charlie gave me a credit of $20.98, but I need the rest of my credit.
I understand, but you agreed to the 35% refund, so that's what they gave you.
Not even an hour ago, but you know what? She doesn't explain to me that they already get the money, you know, the $26.85. I have here my statement. You guys get it, that money on May 4th. You send me the products on May 5th. I don't get the products until May 9th. 14 days I'm supposed to get from May 9th. Okay, I'm be nice. Okay, let's go the 14 days trial beginning on May 5th, which is the day that you mail the product. Okay, but the product doesn't arrive on the same day. But okay, today is May 19th. So I need my total refund.
I'm sorry, I cannot tamper with those charges.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I cannot tamper with those charges. It was a refund made, so, and it was an agreement, so I cannot tamper with it.
You cannot what? Why you, okay, I wanted you to explain to me why the company is charging me today $59.95. Why?
Because it was a 14-day trial, you didn't cancel. They charge you for both of the products, the watch and the pods.
Okay. Again, do your math.
They refunded you the $20.96 because you agreed to their refund offer of the 35% refund. You accepted it, so they gave it to you.
No.
You didn't ask them for a full refund. Because you accepted the 35%.
Because you know what? She doesn't explain to me that they already, your company already charged me $14.95, $5.95, and $5.95 on May 4th. I'm not going to be nasty and say, you know what? You have to return that money to me. That's okay. The $26.85. Okay, but now we are in this campaign with the 14 trial day. The trial day, you know, legally have from the day that the person receives the product and try. Okay, but I don't receive the product until May 10th.
Well, no, ma'am. The 14-day trial starts the day that you ordered, which was the 4th.
I don't see in any part that message, okay? I don't see in any part that the trial is beginning on the day that you ordered the product, not even seeing the product or having the product in your hand.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions. It was in there, and the box that you had to check that says were you 18 or older. It was everything was in that box, all the directions.
Okay, so let's put it in this way. English is not my native language, so I misinterpret it, and I'm going to be nice. You know, I'm saying to myself, okay, they ship this product on the May 5th, one day later, okay? And I'm trying, and today is the last day for try to say, no, I don't want the product. Okay, because I don't really.
It's my understanding, but I cannot tamper with those charges. I'm sorry. They gave you a refund. And your account is canceled. Your whole account is canceled.
Oh, what does meaning my whole account is canceled?
Yes, ma'am. It's canceled, so you won't be charged no more. You got a refund, and your account is just totally canceled.
Yeah, my account is supposed to totally canceled, but because it was one-time deal. Was not, you know, something every month deal. Was one-time deal.
Correct, so, and they gave you a refund.
They gave me only $20.98 refund. It's supposed to give me the $59.95.
No, ma'am, because you agreed to a 35%. You agreed.
I agree. Okay, listen to me. I agree because she said to me the items, the two items and the the long life is going to be finally for $38.95. I say, okay, it's costing me more than $26.85. I say, okay, it's another $12 difference. Okay, fine. But now I open my account, And I see it. I see that there are three charges, three already, which was the original deal and price for this product. So how many times are you going to charge me for the same thing? You know, you charge me $5.95, $14.95 on May 4th. And you charge me $95.95 on the 19th. But she doesn't say to me that is an extra charge over the other three money that you already get it from my credit card. That is, you know, this is a misleading information. You have to be very clear, especially when a client calls to make a complaint and a claim, you guys have to be very specific.
So this lady, she just wanna argue and she agreed to the 35% refund. She just got on the phone with somebody. And now she keeps saying she want her 59, I want my 59.
Because again and again, I'm explaining to you, she put the way that the whole entire product is costing me $59.95 and it's giving me a break of 35%. But she never said to me that you already guys charged me on May 4th, $14.95, $5.95, mm-hmm. and $5.95.
Did you get her the whole thing?
That's the mistake, okay? The wrong information.
Okay. And then it'll be a charge. Okay, hello, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
So I just talked to my supervisor.
Oh, okay. If I need to talk with you supervisor, I'm going to be happy to talk to him.
I just talked to him. He told me that I can give you a 50% refund.
I'm sorry?
I can give you a 50% refund.
50% refund of what amount of money?
Since they already gave you the 20, it would be, let's see. Give me 1 second. I will only have to give you $9.
No.
Because they gave you the 20 already, so that's $29.98.
No, not that. Not, you know what? From the $59.95, I'm going to be nice, okay? Just I'm giving to you another $10 or $11 for the famous shipping, okay? But you have to return to me at least $48.95.
Okay, well, I can offer you some free earbuds.
Free what?
The free headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I can offer you that.
You can what?
Give you some free headphones. Free headphones.
Free headphones for what? Okay. So how much is going to be? Okay. I get how much money you going to return to me?
None. You're not accepting any of our policies, so you only accepted the 35%. I offer you a 50%. You declined it.
No. We're talking about, you know what? We're talking about money that is charging me without any reason. Because you know what? If I open before you call, guys. If I open my statement, at that moment, I'm going to fight for my $59.95. But the other person doesn't say to me. She say, that is the cost for the three things. For the earphone, the pure patch, the pure wash, and the long life guarantee. Okay, I see my note, the price, original $26.
Okay, ma'am.
So, you know.
Okay, so what I can get you to do, you can return the watch and just return it all, and then I would just charge you $9.95 for the restocking fee, and I would refund you your money, but I'm going to have to have $9.95 from you.
You talking to me, you return to me, you credit to me how much again? $9.95 only?
No, ma'am, I'm going to refund you your $50. I'm going to refund you $50. Because you have, yes, ma'am, because you have to pay the $9.95 for the restocking fee. Because you're going to have to return the watch and the ear on blues.
Okay, que credit to me my $50 right now. Credit to my account, my $50.
Can you hold, right, please?
Now. Sure.
So, ma'am, since they already gave you the $20.98, I'm gonna refund you $29.02, which makes your $50.
Okay, you're going to, okay, let's get, okay. There are already, the other person already gave me a credit of $20.98. And right now, how much is going to be your credit?
$29.02.
$29.02?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
And you have to return it.
Returning you what? I have to return what?
The watch. And everything that you have,
Returning? Okay, I have to return in everything that I have. I don't know in which way I'm going to return it to you. The long life guarantee, which costing me $14.95, that is still in my account.
Okay, ma'am, but I'm telling you this, the policy for this refund right here that I'm giving you, you're going to have to return it. If you don't return it, you don't get refund.
Give me the address. I want to see my credit first in my. Give me the address that I'm supposed to return, because I have an invoice without address. The only thing that this invoice says.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
11551.
One. Uh huh.
East 45 Avenue.
Okay, 45 Avenue. Okay.
Unit C. Denver, Colorado.
What is the city?
Denver.
Denver. Denver.
C-O.
C-O is Colorado, and the zip code?
80239.
80239.
No, ma'am. 80, 80,
80, okay, hold on a second, 802.
39.
Okay. Lisa, can you give me the zip code again? 80.
80239.
Okay. I'm going to repeat for you, okay? It's look like 11651 East 45 Avenue, Unit C, Denver, CO 80239. I'm correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when my credit is going to be in my account?
Once you return.
Once I return.
Mm-hmm.
Aha, okay. And so in that case, if I returning everything, you have to credit me another $14.95, another $5.95, and another $5.95 because I'm not keeping anything with me.
You say you not what?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Okay. If I return, okay. Right now, you are giving to me a $29 credit plus another $20 credit that the other person is giving to me is only $50 against the $59.55. Now, if I return the pure pad and the pure watch and the long life guarantee, you guys have to credit to me.
No, ma'am, no, we don't, because that was in the terms and conditions. That was the you pay for shipping and handling for that one. No, ma'am.
The ship and handle you are charging me in the
that's for a tryout. Shipping and handling, that's not paying for the product. That's not paying for a product. It's not the product.
I want to see. I don't want any products. Honestly to God, I'm going to pay my money to send it to you back, but I want to see my full refund of the $59.95.
Okay, you're going to see a $50, but you're not going to see the $9 and something because you have to pay for that for restocking fee.
What is the restocking fee?
For sending it back.
For what?
Sending it back a restocking fee so the warehouse can get it.
According with the original bill was you pay for send me this two products, you pay $11 and something cents. So I'm going to, you know, it's still in the $59.95, and you refund me only $40. It's more than $11 there. Plus another $14.95, $5.95, $5.95. So I'm going to pay you money more than $30 for something that I don't have it. That's what you wanted?
Ma'am, just send the stuff back so you can get your refund. That's all. Simple.
I'm sorry?
Can you just send the stuff back and so you can get your refund? That's all. That's all we
ask. Lisa, give me with your manager, please.
Ma'am, she's gonna say the same thing.
It doesn't matter. I wanna speak with them.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to hold, please.
Sure, not a problem.
Thanks for calling Customer Service. You have a great day. Stand in line.